This is Senator Al Simpson. President Reagan vetoed the so-called trade bill, but there wasn't as much in there as you might think having to do with trade. Ted Kennedy and I will face off after this. Ted, you've been billowing blarney and blowing off a lot of hot air about the trade bill. But let's try to be honest with the American people. The trade bill you support is a real budget buster that will cost $6.1 billion over 6 years. A shameful amount of those bucks don't have one whit to do with trade. The bill's education provisions are nothing more than those same old costly programs that you haven't been able to get passed before. Over $65 million just for literacy assistance. 10 new programs in all. More pork for the hog states to fight over. The bill created 30 spanking brand new bureaucracies and 160 new high-paying government jobs. This isn't a trade bill. It's a special interest bill of the first run.
Nice try, Al, but no sale. No impartial expert buys your argument on the trade bill. It contains dozens of worthwhile initiatives to address the trade deficit and our short-term and long-term problems of foreign trade. It's not a budget buster, Al. The spending in the bill is for priority programs to promote farm exports and develop job training and job placement programs for dislocated workers. Only a know-nothing like you, Al, would criticize the literacy assistance funds. Illiteracy in the workplace is a serious national problem, Al. Don't you want a competitive workforce? The president is wrong to veto the bill. Your right-wing anti-worker friends foolishly persuaded him to reject the bill because it requires corporations to give workers 60 days' notice before the plants are closed or layoffs occur. It's an unfair anti-worker veto, Al, and you Republicans will be hearing about it all the way to Election Day. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again on Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.